Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Saturday Mailbag, recording here on Friday afternoon, 2:10 p.m. Eastern Time. We have injury updates for you. And Dave, as I believe REM said, should we talk about the weather?
Better than talking about the government.
Oh, that's the next line, right? What song is that?
Shiny Happy People.
Oh, I keep hearing that on Sirius. I heard that on, I'm pretty sure I heard that on Lithium. And I was,
oh, that's a bad song to play on Lithium.
Right?
That's not what I would expect to hear.
You know what else they played on Lithium? They played Steal My Sunshine by Len. Like, what
Ooh,
are they doing?
No. If there's an REM song to be played on Lithium, it's got to be What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
100%. Yes. Yes. Dave, you have such better taste in music than Jamie and Heath. Don't tell them I said that, but it's just, it's not even close. Good for you.
Fun fact, I act like a football rube on the podcast, but there's more to me than just football.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Now, coming up on the show, we have meteorologist Kevin Roth joins us to update the weather on the important games this weekend. You can follow him at KevinRothWX, at KevinRothWX. So that'll be in about 25 minutes or so. Let's do the rest. Let's do the football stuff. So Leonard Fournette, he might miss this week's game. You might know by Saturday by the time you listen, but on Friday afternoon, all we know that his ankle's not right, that he mispracticed on Friday, and they're at Cleveland in terrible weather. So Dave, what do the fantasy owners need to know and do?
About Fournette or the weather or what?
The running back situation.
If Fournette doesn't play, I think you're going to see Chris Ivory as the main running downs back and TJ Yeldon in passing situations. I actually like Yeldon better this week given the matchup. But the weather, as you alluded to, is expected to be bad. I'm not going to steal Kevin Roth's sunshine. I'm going to save what the weather is going to be like in Cleveland for later in this podcast.
I know. It's up for me. Right? That's like that terrible song.
That was a terrible noise.
Sunshine. He has a terrible voice.
Yeah, but you just made it worse.
I guess that was kind of the point. Ty Montgomery unlikely to play. We knew that. And Danny Woodhead will be a game time decision. If he doesn't play, we never did this. If Woodhead doesn't play, would you start Javoris Allen?
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't feel good about it, but he'd probably be in that role and be in line for four catches, maybe four carries on top of it. That'll get you a sweet 30 yards. If you're desperate and you can't get your hands on an Austin Eckler or who else is crap?
You'd have to start him over Eckler, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
I don't love either guy, but it looks like Woodhead is trending toward playing.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. And my voice is trending towards destruction after singing Len. That was a big mistake. So let's do some emails and tweets. You can email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. You can tweet us at Dave Richard, at Adam Azer, A-I-Z-E-R. Also at Jamie Eisenberg. He's J-A-M-E-Y. And J-A-M-E-Y-C-K, right? I feel like there's something there. J-A-M-E-Y. Okay, anyway, Heath Cummings. At Heath Cummings Sr., at Heath Cummings SR.
Do you think people know how to spell Eisenberg?
You know, I used to spell Eisenberg, but it's just too much. Like, they're on their own at this point.
Is there a U in Eisenberg? He's gotten that before. How
really?
Many E's? Does it start with an E? And obviously, like, there are people who say J-A-M-I-E. He gets at least, got to be a dozen emails a week from people who call him Jamie with the traditional spelling of Jamie.
Yeah.
Not the M-E-Y.
J-A-M-E-Y Eisenberg. Eye on Fantasy Football is Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern until midnight on CBS Sports Radio. Tune in. It's fun. You can call us up. CBS Sports Radio or CBSSportsRadio.com. All right. This is from Jace. Rest of season, half PPR, Marvin Jones or Mohamed Sanu?
I like Sanu better this week, but I'll take Marvin Jones the rest of the way.
Nick from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
You ever been there?
No, have you?
Great chili.
Really?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Who says that? Demaryius Thomas or Keenan Allen, standard scoring, and why?
I'm going to go with Thomas over Allen in standard scoring, and I would go that way in PPR too. I kind of like what – how can you not like what you've seen from Demaryius Thomas in two games with Brock Osweiler? Yeah. Touchdowns, targets, yards, excitement. It's better than Trevor Siemian.
Touchdowns.
It's better than what Keenan Allen's been giving you.
Targets, Thomas, alliteration. This is Keith from Downers Grove, Illinois. I've never been there either, Dave.
I've been there. That is the home of Leaping Lanny Poffo. Do you know who Leaping Lanny Poffo is, Adam?
No.
Leaping Lanny Poffo is a professional wrestler who used to recite a poem before each match. And before he was the genius, that was when he was a bad guy, he would throw a frisbee into the crowd. Fun story. One year the WWF came to Chicago, back when it was the WWF, on my birthday.
Ooh.
And so my parents popped for tickets for me and a few friends. And one of the attractions was people could get a frisbee signed by Leaping Lanny Poffo.
Oh.
So I waited in line and I went up to Lanny Poffo with all my friends. And I'm like, it's my birthday. Sign the Frisbee. And Lanny Poffo was like skeptical that it was my birthday.
What?
It's not really your birthday.
Really?
That's how we talked. He spoke in this really like strong voice. It's not really your birthday. Yeah, really. All my friends are like, yeah, it's his birthday. And so for the longest time, I had this yellow Frisbee with a poem printed on one side. And on the other side, Dear Dave, happy birthday, Leaping Lanny.
Oh, all right. He didn't put like
it's the best piece of sports memorabilia I've ever had.
He didn't put a question mark after happy birthday. That was a good thing. All right, here's a question from Keith in Downers Grove, Illinois. Hey, Walter, Neil, and Cedric. I can't figure out who those people are. But he wrote, I love the pod. I love the pizza tasting contest. Tell Dave that Lou Malnati's is the best deep dish pizza in Chicago.
My wife would agree.
I need one of three for my PPR flex. Todd Gurley, Evan Ingram, or Marquise Lee?
I don't think it's Marquise Lee.
It's Gurley.
You think?
Yeah.
I think Gurley is the most upside, so yes, it's Gurley. But, you know, it's not like Evan Ingram's been a slouch here.
No.
For the past few weeks, he's basically been the number one receiver for the Giants.
Well, maybe Shepard. I think Shepard has overtaken him.
Well, hold on a second. He scored in four straight games.
He has, but Shepard's got more yards than him in two straight, right?
Yeah, he's had at least 15 fantasy points in PPR leagues in his last four games.
Has Gurley
lots
ever had less
too.
Than that, other than the Seattle game?
Gurley's probably been better than that, sure.
I mean, I just can't. I can't say
Gurley. I can't either. I'm going with Gurley. Why can't you start Gurley and Ingram? Huh? Mr. Lou Malnati's?
You can start Gurley and Lee if you bench AJ Green. Would you bench AJ Green for Marquise Lee?
Yes.
You would? Okay.
I would bench Green for Lee?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Green for Ingram? Yes.
This is from Dwayne. Jay Cutler or Case Keenum?
Dwayne Johnson, since we're on the wrestling kick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Cutler. We talked about Case Keenum on Friday's episode of Fantasy Football Today, which you graciously guested on, Adam. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a chance that he could get benched if he has a bad game.
Yeah,
Teddy Bridgewater
true.
Is ready to play. He was warming up last week after Keenum threw his second interception. That was crazy. So on that premise alone, I think it's hard to go with Keenum.
Okay. Cutler it is. This is from Dan from Chicago. A lot of Chicago today.
I like it.
Two running backs, PPR, Jordan Howard, Jay Ajayi, Tevin Coleman.
Ooh, I like them all. I like them all, but I think Coleman is the one who sits here.
Okay, so Ajayi and Howard for you there. Mike in Illinois. Hey, Jax, Chibs, Tig, and Bobby.
Let's just make it clear that you picked the emails for today's show,
not me.
I didn't pick all my friends' emails from Chicago and Downers Grove.
And he wrote the Sons of Anarchy in parentheses. I know it's Sons of Anarchy. I'm Sam Crow. I'm all about it. Best stash, Hulk Hogan, Tom Selleck, Ron Burgundy, or Cap'n Crunch?
Ooh, I never thought about Cap'n Crunch as an excellent mustache, but that is quite an item that the old captain has. I'm going to say Cap'n Crunch has the most
It's got to be Cap'n Crunch. It's so perfectly shaped. It's terrific.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I just did, yeah. This is from a Steelers fan.
And it's not
fan.
Captain Crunch. It's
Cap'n.
Cap'n
yeah,
Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch.
Look at that giant white fluffy thing. It looks like he's got two big clouds coming out of his nostrils. like as if he created air and like the atmosphere out of his nose.
Yeah.
And he's just dispersing two big white comma looking clouds out of each nostril. Yeah.
All right.
That makes me want to eat cereal.
Oh, okay. A Steelers fan in Boston, pick 2 of 3 in PPR. Diggs, Cooper, Shepard. Oh, you're sitting Cooper, right?
I think.
Oh, you love.
I might
that
lean
matchup.
Towards sitting Diggs because of the matchup, uh-huh. And I like Cooper's situation. I'm gonna say to sit Diggs.
All right, but start.
That's
Shepard.
Just my take. If you're nervous, obviously there's more downside with Cooper than Diggs, but that's the way I'm going, Adam.
From Martin,
I say Amari Cooper has a big week.
Martin, why do you keep ranking Amari Cooper so high?
Oh, so now we're talking to. This is perfect to go right yeah. after that. I believe in him still as the number one big play receiver for Oakland. And I think anytime they're in a matchup where they're going to have to throw a lot, Cooper's in play is a good start in fantasy. And I particularly like him this week because I'm kind of leaning toward the Patriots. I would guess that they're going to play a lot more man than zone. And I think Cooper can beat that.
All right. This is from Joe from Villanova, Pennsylvania. Dear Roy, Cole, Roy, and Cliff.
The I don't know.
Phillies World Series rotation, I reckon. I don't know. No, Phillies pitchers. I don't think Roy Halladay was on the World. Was he on the World Series team? I don't know. Those are Phillies pitchers. Wide receiver and a flex.
Who was the second Roy?
Oswalt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Him.
Wide receiver and a flex in PPR. Corey Davis, Cooper Kupp, Marvin Jones, Danny Woodhead.
Well, you're not going with Corey Davis. I think Jones and Woodhead make the most sense, presuming that Woodhead plays. If he doesn't play, the decision's made for you.
Where's Rod from?
What the hell? We're on a Chicago kick. Let's go with Evanston.
From Rod from Evanston. These are my options. I need 2 starting running backs. Lamar Miller, Jamal Williams, Tariq Cohen, Alfred Morris, Rod Smith.
Assuming a non-PPR league, Miller is the no-brainer. And I would lean toward Morris ahead of Jamal Williams, but I have similar expectations for both.
I think people need to start dropping Tariq Cohen. He's completely uninvolved in the passing game now.
I'd give it one more week.
Yeah?
They made a big stink about it in Chicago, oh. And they pressed the offensive coordinator on it.
Okay.
And that what they say is they like Benny Cunningham better in pass protection, but really they should be getting Cohen involved more on offense just in general.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that. But
if you still have him on your team, keep him for one more week. If you don't have him on your team, don't go out of your way to add him.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, Big Rob is in PPR. He needs to start, too. Sterling Shepard. Oh, come on. Sit Jamal Williams. I'm not even going to bother.
Sterling Shepard, AJ Green, Jamal Williams?
Yeah.
That's like saying, what type of ice cream should I have today? Should I have chocolate? Should I have fudge? Or should I have mushroom?
I mean, people are worried about AJ Green. And rightfully so at Denver.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you sit them. Sometimes you got to start players based on potential too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Paul in a city northeast of Orlando.
Northeast of Orlando? Mm-hmm. That's somewhere up north on the Treasure Coast. I'm going to say Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Because that is northeast of Orlando.
PPR league, need 2 running backs. Damian Williams, Danny Woodhead, Burkhead, Riddick. Marshawn, Jamal Williams.
Let's go with the heads. Danny and Rex.
Talking heads.
Great dual heads.
Over Marshawn Lynch?
In a PPR league? Hell yeah.
All right. And Hakon. I know I said that wrong. I apologize. From Osage, Iowa. I'm driving to work listening to you guys do your live draft on the draft app from yesterday's podcast. It's kind of funny now. Then I know what Antonio Brown did last night. I bet Heath is pissed, LOL. Yes, he probably is. So we did that draft on the air. We used the draft app, and Heath just trashed my team. And guess what? I had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, and I'm up like 55-0 right now. But it's not over. He still can make up some points. Now, if you play on the draft app, use the promo code FFtoday. You'll get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. So download the draft app or go to playdraft.com and use the promo code FFtoday. Dave, I love the draft app. I can't get enough. I'm
I know
playing.
You do.
Yeah, I do. I really do. 7 contests a week now, you know, maybe more. And I think what I'd like to do more of is deeper leagues with more people. You can draft with up to 10 people. You can also do expert drafts where the app will automatically remove some of the highest rated players. So that's just another challenge and see how good you are. So download that draft app. Search draft in the app store. It'll come up first. Or go to playdraft.com. Start playing. Get a free entry with the promo code FF today when you make your first deposit. The code is FF today. All right. We got our guest coming on in about 5 minutes. So let's go fast here. This is from Craig from Puget Sound. Bench one. We have like a series of here are four wide receivers, bench one. Tyreek Hill, Doug Baldwin, Adam Thielen, Mike Evans. That's so hard.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, Doug Baldwin, Adam Thielen, Mike Evans.
I believe Thielen is my lowest ranked receiver of that group.
This is from Peter. Dear Rex, Doug, Chan, and Mike.
Sounds like a New York Jets joint.
Bills, I believe.
Last four Bills head coaches?
Yeah, I think it's the last
That's
four.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But Chan, Rex, see, Rex and Chan threw me off with the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a tricky one. All right, sit one. Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, Kelvin Benjamin, Corey Coleman.
Kind of blows your mind who the last four head coaches of the Bills were, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Evan. I'm sitting Coleman of this group. I'm not ready to go with Corey Coleman. He said he dropped Devontae Parker to pick up Coleman.
Yeah,
go get Parker back and start him ahead of Kelvin Benjamin. So you should start Evans, Keenan Allen, and Devontae Parker.
From DJ, start three, sit one. Alshon, half PPR. Alshon, Michael Thomas, Crabtree, Devontae Parker.
And here we'll go the other way and say Devontae Parker isn't good enough to be in this elusive club. Alshon, Thomas, and Crabtree should start for you.
From Austin, PPR, who do I sit out of Hopkins, Allen, Cooper, Cooks, Parker? Hopkins, Allen, Cooper, Cooks, and Parker.
I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to say to sit Parker.
You'd start Keenan Allen over him?
I'd start Keenan, especially in a PPR league, I'd start Keenan Allen ahead of him.
From Aaron, if Fournette is out, would you start Ivory or Yeldon over Abdullah?
I would consider Yeldon over Abdullah in a PPR league.
You wouldn't start Ivory over Abdullah?
No.
Okay.
This is not going to be an easy game for Jacksonville.
Okay.
And the weather being bad, if it's bad, we'll find out. It's going to make it worse.
I could see them getting two defensive touchdowns. But short of that, it won't be an easy game. Junior from L.A., who do you like rest of season, standard scoring? Lewis, Burkhead, or White? Which Patriots running back?
If I have to pick one, it's Lewis. He's been getting the work. He's playing a little bit more in the red zone than the other two guys. I think he's the best one of the three in non-PPR.
From Kevin, dear Eeny, Meeny, Miny, and Moe, tied for first place, I play the other top team next week. I have bad matchups this week. Do I roll the dice this week and keep the players who I have because they're going to have better matchups next week in my first place showdown? Or do I go to the waiver wire and risk losing good stashes like Booker, Forte, and Corey Coleman?
So one of the things that I would do in this case, first of all, if I'm in first place, I want to stay in first place. So if that means giving up on a couple of stash candidates, then so be it. I would make these moves on Saturday. I would drop Coleman and Booker, and if I had to, Forte, although I'd prefer to keep him.
Yeah.
And I'd go pick up who I need off the waiver wire on Saturday. And the reason why you do it Saturday is because people can't go, assuming you have waivers in your league, Corey Coleman and Booker can't get picked up until next week when everybody has a chance to pick these guys up off waivers. Maybe you have a chance at getting one or both of them back at that point.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a strategy thing that we do.
Yeah, a little strategy. All right, rapid fire from Kevin. Kenyon Drake or Duke Johnson, PPR?
Drake.
From Brian, Keenan Allen or Devontae Parker, PPR?
Allen.
From Mario, Macklin, Keenan Allen, Alex Collins or Damian Williams?
In a 0.35.
I didn't even say it. 0.35 PPR?
I've never seen that before.
Is that a typo or just craziness?
I'm going with Macklin.
All right, Macklin. From Josh, Kamara or Coleman, standard scoring?
Kamara.
From Shea Will, pick two and half PPR. Tate, Diggs, Woods, Abdullah, CJ, Cooper. Tate, Diggs, Woods, Abdullah, CJ, Cooper.
I would go with Cooper and Tate.
From Daniel, pick three. Green, Evans, Landry, Crabtree, Marquise Lee, standard scoring. Green, Evans, Landry, Crabtree, Marquise Lee.
Evans, Green, Crabtree.
Okay. From Joe, Carr or Ryan?
Carr.
Mixon or Woodhead, PPR?
Mixon.
J-Reg, Chris Thompson, Jay Ajayi, Lamar Miller, or Kenyon Drake? Standard scoring, I need two. Chris Thompson, Jay Ajayi, Lamar Miller, Kenyon Drake.
I'd go Ajayi and Miller as of now.
All right. From Charlie, start one, Alex Collins, Kenyon Drake, Fion Lewis, half PPR.
Lewis.
Fion?
Fion?
It's what it says.
I'm not familiar with a Fion.
Probably a typo.
Quion Lewis, sure.
And we'll do a few more here. This is from Yins. It's a Pittsburgh thing. Pick one, half PPR, Kamara, Tevin Coleman, or Golden Tate?
Kamara.
Lights, Kamara, action, they say. From Bill, standard pick one, Sanders, DeSean Jackson, or Deion Lewis?
I like the upside of Emmanuel Sanders this week.
Really?
So I'm going to say him. Check out his track record against Cincinnati. They've played each other each of the last three seasons, and Emmanuel Sanders has busted them up.
Really?
Really good. At least one touchdown in each game, and I believe two of them with two.
Cool.
And their secondary could be banged up. No Pac-Man Jones. So Emmanuel Sanders is kind of a big-time play. Good daily play this week.
Yeah, I like that.
I have to get him in my daily lineups.
From Kenny, McKissick or Doxson? Standard.
Doxson.
And from Fantasy Football 11, Diggs or Coleman? Flex, PPR. Diggs or
is
Coleman?
Is it Tevin or Corey? I think it's pretty obvious.
It's got to be Tevin.
I'd go Tevin over Diggs over Corey.
Okay, there we go. Should we talk about the weather?
Yes.
Yes, we should. Let's bring in our guest of the week. And here we go with Kevin Roth. You can follow him on Twitter at KevinRothWX, and he is the chief meteorologist for Roto Grinders. And welcome, Kevin. It's good to hear from you, and I'm sure you got a lot of good information this week. It's one of those weeks, finally one of those crazy weather weeks, huh?
Oh, this is what I live for. Yeah, this is as good as it gets. There's all kinds of crazy weather. There's cold, there's wind, there's rain, there's snow. So you tell me what you want to start with, and we'll work our way through.
I want to start with something personal, actually. Sorry, Dave. Let me just ask. So I'm looking, you know, I see at Twitter, you and I have about the same amount of followers on Twitter. You have, you have about 15,000 more likes than I do. What am I doing? Why do my Twitter followers hate me? Like, what's the secret to getting a like on Twitter?
Maybe you should stop being such a jerk.
He knows me pretty well.
I think the thing is, I'm one of those people, I like everything. If someone tweets at me, I'm insta-liking it. And maybe it's contagious, so people like what I do.
I gotcha. Dave, you and I always talk about, we always talk on the show about wind, right? So, Dave, let me ask you, and then you can bounce it over to Kevin. What do you look for in forecasts when you're making your fantasy decisions?
Well, wind is the number one thing when it comes to kicking and when it comes to passing. Anytime I see over 20 miles an hour in a game, I get a little nervous. I reconsider the quarterbacks in the game. I think about their arm strength. I think about their accuracy. I think about how flexible their coordinators are about game plans. And I might make a move in my rankings based on that information. I also want to make sure that the wind is a steady wind, not necessarily, you know, 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. To me, that's a lot different because the gusts, as Kevin will tell you, aren't consistent. They don't happen throughout the game. But if there is a big, strong breeze coming through the game all game long, you better believe it's going to affect anything that flies through the air.
Yeah, Kevin, let me throw it to you on that. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I mean, you nailed it. So there's a few things going on this weekend. And what I think a lot of people are talking about already is the cold games. So I've kind of grouped these games, the cold ones, the windy ones, and the wet ones. And it's the windy ones that we have to look out for. And you're right, we're looking for those sustained winds. So we'll start with the ones that I'm not that worried about. You look at Detroit at Chicago, Baltimore and Green Bay. Temperatures for these games are frigid. You know, it's temperatures in the 30s, feels like temperatures around 20. A 10 to 15 mile per hour wind, yeah, it's cold. It's not going to be fun to play out there, but it's not going to impact play that significantly. You can still move the ball. You can run it. You can throw it. You take a little bit of distance off of kicks. You can't kick a field goal quite as far when it's cold. But outside of that, we're talking really minor impacts. But it's the wind that we're really looking for. And there's two very windy games and probably the two windiest games we've seen so far this year coming up this weekend.
Okay.
And that's Jacksonville at Cleveland and Kansas City at Giants. You mentioned sustained wins are the big thing. We're talking sustained winds of around 20, maybe a bit above that. And then wind gusts, 30, 35, up to 40. These are really, really potent winds. And it's the kind of winds where, to me, you take kickers just completely off the table. You're not kicking a 50-yard field goal in this unless you get really lucky. And I do think it impacts your passing game, deep throws, quarterbacks, wide receivers, a bump down to them and a bump up to the running game and defense in both of those.
That, I mean, that's interesting because Harrison Butker is obviously a very popular kicker, somebody that I held on to through the bye and picked up this week for the game against the Giants and for the rest of the season. So, Dave, I'll get your thoughts on that. But let me just ask Kevin one more question here real quick. Right now, we need everybody to know you're listening to this on Saturday, but it's Friday afternoon. So please keep that in mind. He's got information on Friday afternoon. How far out do you consider it like reliable weather information, and how far out is it just too early to tell what it's going to be like?
I think when you're talking wind, if you're 3 to 5 days out, you're pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So I feel good, if not great, about the wind forecast. If you're talking rain or snow, that's when, you know, I'd rather be 12 hours out or 24 hours out. That's a lot harder to pinpoint. But those winds, I'm not saying it's going to be exactly a 20-mile-per-hour wind, but it's going to be right around there. So I feel comfortable about that. And if you don't mind me throwing in some info, you mentioned your kicker woes there. One of the games that's going on this week is in Mexico City. And I believe it's the New England at Oakland game. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This is it played at an elevation that is 2,000 feet above Denver. So you think of Denver, you know, the ball goes a little farther there. This is 2,000 feet above that.
Yeah.
So you're playing at extreme elevation, and you can kick absolute bombs. I don't know if you get bonus points for 70-yard field goals, but it's on the table here in Mexico City.
That's a great point. Dave, Kansas City and the Giants. I mean, Alex Smith is a top-five quarterback for you. Are you concerned about him? Are you concerned about Tyreek Hill?
Definitely. If the wind is going to be a big factor there, that's something that you have to take into consideration, especially since we know that Alex Smith is not the most strong-armed passer in football. It'll definitely change the directive of that offense. It's going to probably mean a lot more Kareem Hunt, and it's going to take a lot more probably quick passing and short area passing from Alex yeah. Smith. I don't have a problem with a ball that's going 10 or 15 yards in any direction. It's just a matter of when they hang in the air, even if it's 12 feet above the surface, that's when you're going to see the ball flutter a little bit and get caught in the wind. Who knows what could happen then? It does make me worry a little bit about Alex Smith. I want to piggyback off of the question that you asked Kevin, Adam, about how long do you wait until weather? And I'm glad that Kevin is confident about wind from 3 days out, like he said, and other forecasts from 12, 24 hours out. I learned a lesson a while back. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. There was a game where weather was supposed to be an issue in Philadelphia. And an hour, maybe 2 hours before kickoff, it looked like everything was fine. And then right before kickoff, it snowed like crazy. And the game was played in basically a blizzard. When it comes to weather for me, I want to be aware of what could happen, but I really don't want to make any significant action on it until an hour before kickoff, if I can help it. If I'm in a fab league or a league that does waivers every day, I'll prepare for it. But I want to be on social media, watching pregame shows, seeing what's going on in those parts of the country. We can see photos and videos now that fans take from the stands at these places, from the tailgates at these places. And if the weather looks bad then, and it's an hour before kickoff, then you can truly believe that the weather will be bad, at least at the start of the game.
Yeah, one of the things that I love, and I have 30,000 followers on Twitter, they're all sports fanatics. So someone is at each and every one of those games. I have like a network of spies out there basically tweeting me what the weather is like at all conditions real time. And, you know, I get radar, and I will keep the forecast updated all the way up to kickoff on rotogrinders.com and on my Twitter page at KevinRothWX.
Yeah, and I'm sure you like all of their tweets on Twitter, right? All the weather updates. You just hit the like button, and then they reciprocate, and that's why you have 18,000 likes.
That's how it works. And then, you know, when you get to those weeks where I just say, hey, the weather is nice, I get 1,000 likes right there. That's what you got to do.
Oh, beautiful. I'm just going to type, like, USA with 5 exclamation points and see if I can, see if I can boost
that'll
my
work.
Likes. Yeah.
Don't forget the flag emoji.
Oh, of course, of course. All right, anything else we need to know about, Kevin, for weather this week, or we mostly covered our base?
You know, there's a little bit of rain potential in Seattle for the Monday night game. There is, along with the wind, the potential for some snow in Cleveland. But again, I don't really like forecasting precipitation until we get a little bit closer to it. But either way, snow or no snow, to me, the wind is the major impact there. So everything else is minor in my mind.
Kevin, how are your fantasy teams doing this year?
You know, I don't play.
What?
Oh,
here's the thing. There's two things. One, I'm really busy, you know, forecasting and working, and I just don't feel like I have time to do a good job with my team. Second, if you play, people accuse you of giving them the wrong weather to try to get an edge. I don't
no
want that accusation. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's, I guess, a little less stress for you. And that's, it's your prerogative, but we hope you change your mind. We hope you start playing, get in on this fantasy football craze. It's going to be pretty big. We think it's going to get pretty big and popular.
You think it might stick around for a few years?
I think so. It's got some legs. I think so. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's a blast. Thanks, guys.
You can follow him on Twitter at KevinRothWX, at KevinRothWX. He's the chief meteorologist for RotoGrinders, and check out his work on rotogrinders.com. Dave, that was some pretty interesting stuff. And what are your thoughts now on the two wind games, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Giants, Chiefs?
Well, let's start with DeShone Kizer because people want to know what's going on with him. No, I don't feel comfortable starting any of these guys other than Alex Smith. And Alex Smith, the opinion can change there if the wind is truly as gusty and certainly sustained as Kevin made it out to be. That's one that we didn't really talk about this week. And it's one that we're going to have to watch on Sunday morning.
Okay. It's nerve-wracking.
If I had Alex Smith and I didn't have another quarterback, I would strongly consider picking up a Jay Cutler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, all the streaming quarterbacks that we talked about this week, and using them if that weather is really bad on Sunday.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. Good stuff. You're appreciate welcome. It.
Yeah. Anytime, buddy.
All right. Great story about that wrestler whose name I forgot. And
Leaping Lanny Poffo, you forgot?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. But Captain Crunch,
Leaping Lanny style.
Captain Crunch Mustache is the big winner of today's show.
Oh,
we will talk to you Sunday night, recapping the action, and Saturday night, Ion Fantasy Football. See you later, everybody.
When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about a Giants banged up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his back up off the waiver wire. It's alright, I've got Le'Veon Bell. If I lose, there's a flex, I know I'm in a mess. Well, I better do my homework tonight. Reading Jamie Sartor, Sid, Dave's chart is legit. Ethan Adams shared a team, it was a dumpster fire.